it's taken a long time to get to this point. Family Carers Ireland have been campaigning for this for 20 years, so it's a good start. We are hoping that it will be completely abolished by 2027. Gone. As you know, family carers go through a lot, and a slight, you know, a nod towards them would help financially. They have so many hidden extra costs that, say, medical equipment, purchasing of sensory equipment, the list goes on and on. And the current carers allowance just does not cover it. And a lot of people actually don't even qualify because of the disregard if, you know, your spouse is working. So, yeah, this is a long time coming. A long time.
Sinead, 27,000 carers approximately could benefit if and when the means test testing for the carers allowance is abolished. What difference would it make to people? Because, you know, Fiona's touched on some of the costs. We've also heard that means testing for the carers allowance has left many carers struggling to make ends meet, being forced to choose between food and fuel for heating, which is an awful situation to be in when you're already devoting much of your time to caring for a loved one.
Yeah, I just think, how are you, Ellen, first of all? I should say hi. The first thing I really think with carers is that it has to be acknowledged the level of anxiety that this brings on to all carers. They spend 30 weeks, for example, when I got carers first. It took 30 weeks to get carers allowance approved. You wait and you send in acres and reams of paperwork on everything you've ever done in your lifetime is adjudicated for the last ever amount of years.
And can I say that sounds very stressful, Sinead?
The stress that brings on, I was just going to say that, it's just not fair. And then to be re-evaluated, in my case it was twice in the last 18 months. So I sent in, and that they had 6 months of paperwork both times. It just felt like it was somebody out to get you. And you're already trying to stay awake during the day because you've been awake all night. You're going to hospital appointments. You're fitting in everything else. There isn't enough hours in the day to care for my son. And they add this on top of it. Then they ask you up for a meeting or an interview. Then you never hear back after that interview. Nobody sends you a letter to say, oh yeah, you've been reevaluated. And if you do, it's months later. And then the next thing, you get another letter. Terrified to get letters drawn.
And Sinead, can I ask, in the meantime, when you're not hearing or there's radio silence, I presume you and others in your situation, you're inundating them with calls, trying to get some sort of an answer, which is stressful again.
In my case, I don't have time to do the calls anymore. I've literally just stepped back from stuff that I can't cope with anymore, and that's one of the things. And like in our situation, both myself and my husband care for my son, not just me. He had to give up his job to help me lift him. I can't lift him anymore. And like, there's no acknowledgement for two of us here. Only one of us can claim carers allowance. And it's means tested on top of that. So if you're in any level of getting on okay in life and you're working hard, tough, because they're going to take it off you if you're above a certain level. So it's really hard to face it, first of all, and then to living in fear of a renewal. And that's what's happened. I had a Zoom call with some of the parents last night in our school, and I just mentioned that I was coming on this morning. And like every single one of them, they said it felt like this year there was a real crackdown on getting carers. And that's fair. We're here caring. One in eight people is a carer. This country. One in eight. It's not me and a few others. It's one in eight people.
Okay, Sinead, what I might do is I'll just go back to Fiona and we might try and get you on a better line, just coming in and out there. We'll see if we can get you on another line. But, you know, Fiona, I think Sinead's done a great job of highlighting, even for someone who does get it, how difficult it is to deal with that and to be reevaluated. And as Sinead says, only one of them gets it. You know, both herself and her husband have to be at home all the time. The last census revealed that this county has the highest rate of unpaid carers in the country in the 20 to 25 age bracket, who just simply don't meet the means test criteria. It seems to be clear that the criteria is it's a fairly, would it be fair to say it's onerous, restrictive?
Yeah. Part of my job is to support carers to apply for carers allowance, and it is stressful even to apply for it, to get all the information, to get the doctor to sign their part, to get your consultants, you know, to do your carer's diary. It's quite, you know, and it can be an emotional piece as well. It's not something you can whip up in 2 seconds. And then of course, if you are granted it, and as Sinead said, you could be waiting months and months and months to before you hear anything. And then if you are granted it, as Sinead just said there, the dreaded review. As Sinead said as well, you know, she's been reviewed twice within 18 months. So there doesn't seem to be any rhyme or reason who's getting reviewed. But
yeah, and is there really a need for that? I mean, even once a year seems quite a lot, but twice in 18 months seems a little over the top.
Look, I mean, I actually was talking to a carer, and she had recently got the review letter, and she was supporting her husband, caring for him. And unfortunately, her mother passed away, and during that period, the review note came in. You need to have all your documentation in within 21 days. She rang me. She said, I can't do this. I've, you know, I'm emotional. I just, yeah, I can't get all this paperwork ready. So I said, you know, she said, I've contacted them, I've rang them, and I've been told to have it in writing. I actually can't do this.
And she explained her situation, and there was no kind of room for manoeuvre in terms of a bit of a reprieve or even sympathy or empathy or understanding of her plight?
She was requested to send it in writing. So
just black and white, that's it. We don't care what the background is, here the context, just get it in.
Yeah. So I supported
once
her.
They review you then, and you send in bits. If they want more, you have only 7 days to respond.
Yeah.
After that. So, like, in my opinion, this isn't a social welfare payment. This is enough to, this is just to keep us going and surviving. This shouldn't be means tested for that reason, because I want to work. I'm different to other people on social welfare, that I'm not looking for a job because I can't look for a job. Nobody will be able to care for my son if I don't do it.
So, Sinead, would it be fair to say that that the carer's allowance, it makes a difference, but at the same time, it's insufficient?
It's insufficient, but it's getting us through. And I think that a lot of carers aren't getting it, and their husbands are giving up work to help them. And now everybody's waiting. It's like a real panic situation. I just feel like there should be more acknowledgement for the carers, and not being bombarding them with reviews all the time. I think it's nearly like a witch hunt feeling, and it's very stressful. It's extremely stressful. And more than anything, than the payment itself, I was nearly ready to tell them to stick the payment last year. I was so upset with getting the reviews. It's not fair. It's just not fair. I mean, we're doing a different job and my mother can't come in and mind my son because he might have a seizure. And that's the reality of it, and she's scared that she won't be able to mind him. I resuscitated my son last week. Like, is there anybody that will come in and take over that? There isn't. So if I don't do it, who does it?
And I think you highlighted that particular aspect with us before, Sinead. You told us that even the carer's allowance doesn't recognise the specialist abilities of carers. What you're doing it involves a lot of skill and involves a lot of energy and mental fortitude.
And, like, we don't need the level of anxiety that this brings on top of it. Mm. I think it should be given to carers, and they should be acknowledged for that, even that. Like, I'm not giving out about the amount of how much carers is, but I actually don't see how you couldn't be living in poverty without being on carers allowance. By the way they're doing it, you have to be in poverty to get it, first of all. I mean, nobody can even get groceries. Like, our carers covers the groceries maybe and petrol to his appointments. After that, you're nearly living a lavish lifestyle. If you're going above that, in my opinion, that's not covering life. I don't know how anybody can live on it on its own. In my opinion, you have to be kind of working. One of us would have to be working. And then if that's the case, they means testing us as a family as well. It just feels like a witch hunt. And it just feels unfair.
I suppose, Fiona, given what Sinead is saying there, it's, you know, there's a road to travel yet before the means test for the carers allowance is abolished. But even then, on top of that, it sounds like it would have to be increased. And I know when this was brought up in the Dáil last week ahead of yesterday's debate, Simon Harris, the Taoiseach, said that Heather Humphreys, the Minister for Social Protection, has increased the income threshold for carers allowance, that this will take effect from June when a couple will be able to have €900 per week and have 50,000 in savings yet still qualify for the full carers allowance. Taoiseach also said Heather Humphreys has established an interdepartmental working group with the Department of Health tasked with looking at the area of means test payments to family carers. So from his perspective, it sounds like, you know, they're doing quite a bit, but I suppose the fact that the government didn't oppose the motion yesterday would suggest, well, I mean, maybe with a year max to go in this government, they don't want to oppose anything that would make them look unpopular. But maybe it's an acknowledgement that, as well, that more needs to be done here.
Yeah, I mean, Family Carers Ireland are looking for carers allowance to recognise and value the work that family carers do, and this would be based around needs, not means. Do you know? A cost of living crisis. I mean, everything has just gotten so expensive. And then we have, as Sinead said, that, you know, the carers allowance just about covers food, you know. Then if you have lots of appointments, your medical equipment, it is a start. It is a promising looking start, but we've a long way to go yet. And I really, really hope that it's sooner rather than later.
Made even more difficult by, as Sinead says, if both the husband and wife or parents have to quit their jobs, there might only be one allowance coming in. Sinead?
Yeah, I just feel like I think there was a mention of 2027. This might be going through by then. We all need to make a call at all of our. We have local elections coming up. Everybody coming to the door. This needs to be mentioned. The more people that are talking about this in the Dáil, and the more chance of getting it through legislation quicker. So that's kind of my call out to everyone in Clare to please, you know, talk to every representative coming into your household or calling to your door. Just see if we can get it through a little bit quicker. As I said, 1 in 8 people are carers, families, and everybody at some stage has to care for a family member. So I think we all need this.
Even more, well, not even more, but aside from the money aspect, Fiona, the lack of, you know, I think carers would feel, certainly it's come across any time we discuss the issue, that they would feel they're actually saving the state money and effort in trying to come up with carers themselves. They're saving them that, and particularly as Sinead has highlighted, the carers, they have specialist abilities. Not only is that not, are they not getting thanks from the government for that, or they feel they're not, but they're actually, through the process of applying for the carers allowance and how much is involved in it, as both of you have highlighted, it's actually the opposite feeling they're getting from the government: lack of recognition and just a lot of onerous red tape rather than thank you so much for doing what you're doing.
Yeah, I mean, family carers saved the government €20 billion, which is the cost of a second HSE. So, do you know, looking for the carers allowance means test to be abolished, it's nowhere near that amount. And, you know, carers are, you know, their role can be quite isolating. And, you know, as Sinead said, there are so many skills that you need as a carer that just aren't, they're not understood unless you're in the situation. You can't even begin to imagine. And, you know, the government do need to realise that, as I said, it's based on needs, not means.